There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kirk Cousins, efficient. 19 to 24. Guys, he didn't have to throw it 50 times. We've been saying this. Different ways to win. He's been so damn good over these last few weeks, Mike. I think four of the last 5 weeks, Kirk Cousins has been really good. 222 yards, three touchdowns. Clean. You had touchdowns by Mooney, Drake, and Ray Ray. Now, did the Drake injury, we now know it's, again, he seems like he's going to be okay. But this hip pointer thing, Mike, when he went out of the game, everybody was kind of like, what's going on? And I was there. Big shout out to all the folks I ran into yesterday. We were actually up in the Harris suite area calling the game for B103. And a bunch of, you know, entertainer stars were stopping by, but there were people in that area that are also big fans of the radio station and shows. So thank you guys, man, for just stopping me and saying we appreciate what we do. But the bottom line is that the injury there happened early, and I didn't know when it happened. Like, I was like, did it happen on the touchdown? When did it exactly happen?
Yeah, I mean, did it happen in that drive? And because, you know, you score a touchdown, he did it was, by the way, what he did with that celebration, it was, you may have seen it on a college football final. It was a receiver for, I think, Immaculate, whatever the school is, Incarnate Word, small school, and he did like the headstand, you know, and rollover touchdown celebration. So I'm not like he hurt his hip doing that, but maybe the adrenaline from the touchdown, you know, wears off when he's on the sideline, and perhaps in that drive he did something to his hip.
Either way, wide receivers were good. Defense was even better. Caden Ellis, best game of the year for him. 13 tackles, guys, 8 solos, 2 tackles for loss, a sack. We ended up with 3 sacks yesterday, and all of the things that we've been talking about, again, it's not going to come together all at once, but they were better yesterday. And I said, if this is a team you can't get a sack against, coming into this game, Mike, Dak Prescott had been sacked in every game this season at least once. And so you figured we could try at least to get to him, and we did more than one time. But what impressed you about yesterday? Was it Bijan?
I thought, you know, just Zach Robinson pivoting when Drake goes out. The fact that everybody else gets involved. I mean, Darnell Mooney, they come in. And by the way, when your opponent is confused, take advantage of it. If you didn't see the game, guys, I noticed Trayvon Diggs, they had a timeout. There's a confusion on the sideline, and they got this bunch formation. The DBs don't know where to go. And then Mooney can just slip right around and gets one of the easiest touchdowns he's ever going to get. And Kirk Cousins saw it, diagnosed it. That's what a veteran quarterback sees it, executes it. So I just love that. We already talked about Caden Ellis, a guy that had 7 sacks when we signed him, Carl, a few years ago from New Orleans. Love to see him get more involved in this defense. He had a big stop on Dak. Dak was going to get his. We knew that. But I thought the defense was solid. But the thing that struck me the most is how your offensive coordinator loses a piece and is still able to get the ball down the field.
Well, it's the growth, right, of Zach Robinson. I think that's what you're talking about, Mike. I agree with you. I mean, everybody else picked up the pieces when Drake went down, and you really didn't see any fall off. Now, did we finish the game the way we wanted to? No. We probably should have went down and scored another time, Mike, between, you know, the fourth quarter. I think those last 8 minutes or 10 minutes of the game. That did not happen. We gave them a couple of different chances to do something with it. And once Dak left, Cooper Rush comes in. He had one decent drive where he drives him down the field. But at the end of the day, that would be the only thing that I would say I wish we would have done a better job of.
Right. After our final touchdown, we had 2-3 and outs, and that's what we're talking about. I think there were some similarities in how our fourth quarter and how the third into the fourth quarter for Georgia went, where Georgia could have put Florida away.
Yes.
But they couldn't execute that. And, yeah, we had, you know, there was a sack. Kirk coughed it up twice. One was lost. But that's, you know, that's the price of doing business when you can beat it with a drop back passer. And they still got some playmakers on that defense. But I just thought that, yeah, we just lost some oomph. This game could have been over. And I hate that it wasn't right before the half, but it was a score before the half, which felt like it kind of took some of the air out of the balloon.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We want to know what you think about where our football team is right now. What's the ceiling? 404-726-0929. Is it an NFC championship? What's the floor? We know we're probably going to the playoffs. Is it a divisional round or beyond? Like, to me, that's where we're living right now. I'm not going to tell you we're the best team in the NFC. I think that right now goes to the Lions. We'll see if that continues to play out. But if you're not going to tell me again that we're not a top three team right now, I would disagree with you. And I would tell you, depending on where you're playing your opponent, whether it's going to be at home or on the road, that also is going to play a role as to how I feel about where we're going. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Chris, let's get a poll up on a big Falcon Monday after beating up the Cowboys, which felt really good yesterday. How do you feel about our team right now? 6-3. Did you think we'd be here? And also, what do you think the ceiling is? Because, Mike, there are people who are saying our odds have gone up over the last few weeks as a team that could get to the Super Bowl.
You know, we got an offense that can go with anybody. We can match up with anybody with our offense. I mean, I wonder, do you want to maybe, if another wide receiver comes down the pike with a trade? I know we're not really focused on that. We think we got all the weapons right now. But, you know, remember, we did lose a wide receiver before the season began. I just, maybe a little more size, that's one thing. Pitts only had one reception yesterday, only one target. That was weird. I don't know if that was a byproduct of what Kirk saw, because I rewatched it today, and I didn't really think that it was like, you know, Kirk was, I should say that Pitts wasn't running good routes, but he did miss some chips, though, by the way. Missed some of assignments.
Well, he got him sacked.
Yeah, got Kirk got nearly crushed. But getting back to your initial question, Lions passed the eye test, although they wobble at times. But their offense still, it looks smooth. Commanders, I mean, it's still a young quarterback. And I think everyone's kind of waiting for the floor to drop out on Jaden Daniels. Maybe it doesn't. Cardinals are 5-4. The Eagles have righted their ship. We're all in that second tier. I think the Lions are up here and everybody else is kind of fighting for the scraps at second place.
All right. With that said, and we're talking about our victory, we've got a lot to get to. You'll hear from Arnold Ebiketie, who picked up a sack. And it's funny now, if you listen to us every week up there at Flowery Branch, the last 3 weeks, Coach has been saying, Arnold's doing great. He's rushing the passer. He's getting there. He's getting close. And then it happened yesterday with a big sack, and he had a really good game as well. 5 tackles, 3 solos, of course, with the big sack. You'll also hear from Coach coming up a little bit later on this hour. The other part of this story right now is, yes, we're playing well, but everybody in this division is a mess. And Tampa plays tonight. We hope the Chiefs win because, again, that helps us. Mm-hmm. But then we go to the Saints on Sunday. And today, if you're just joining us, the Saints have fired their head coach, Dennis Allen. This shouldn't be a surprise. They were in a spiral. He couldn't fix it. They've had a variety of injuries. You've got players and infighting going on, Mike. The Saints right now are a mess. Hi, Saints fans. So with that said, us heading on the road all of a sudden, Mike, I'm not telling you they're not going to show up, but this thing is, it's not as daunting as it was when we thought about the Saints in the first few weeks of the season.
I would temper that laugh. You know why?
Why?
It's a friggin' trap. It's a trap piece of the trap games. Because you always go with the special teams coach because he knows everybody on the roster. And so you had Darren Rizzi on your bingo card.
It's a trap.
Darren Rizzi is going to be the interim. But yeah, I mean, Derek Carr, you got everybody from Michael Thomas, his former wide receiver, taking shots at how bad he is at quarterback. But this is like a really bad trap game because everybody's going to expect us to go in there and just smoke these dudes. And this is one where maybe they rally. All the stupid cliches will come out, Carl, after the coach gets got.
They have lost 7 in a row.
Yeah. After looking like they were going to set the record books on fire with this passing offense to start the season.
Now, the first game was just a 2-point game. We only won 26-24. I don't care how we win. I always say that. But since we played them, this thing has literally spiraled out of control. The Bucs put 51 on them. The Broncos scored 33. The Broncos looked completely outclassed yesterday against the Ravens. You just talk about this week-to-week thing, and I understand where you're going. But I'm not going to buy that because I think our football team is better than them. And if you're better, just like yesterday with the Cowboys and last week when I said that's a terrible team coming into town, these are the games you need to find a way to win. I'm not going to tell you it's not going to be tough, but this is why I think, Mike, if you're going to say here's another team that might be in a little bit of disarray, that's the Cowboys right now. Not as talented as us. More importantly, the coaching is terrible. Mike, they had 9 penalties yesterday. That is an undisciplined football team. So are the Saints. And that was a bad loss yesterday. Now, we'll talk about it throughout the course of the week, but that is news coming out of New Orleans that we kind of look at and go, all right,
You know what Ra's going to tell us on Wednesday? He's not worried about it. He's not going to focus on them. He's going to be worried about us. But I'm just telling you right now, this, I think, helps our situation heading into the
season. Yeah, summer. I mean, look, one thing for certain, we've seen it happen with other players around the league. Cam Jordan has literally fallen off a table. Cam Jordan, who literally used to eat our lunch for the better part of a decade, not almost, what 13, 14 years, his production is zero. You know how many sacks he has?
Oh.
Zero.
Oh,
he's zero. So that's a dude that, you know, we used to worry about down there on the road. So I'm just getting the fair and balanced review of this potential matchup and where it might go. But you have seen where teams do get a little bit of a bounce when they move on or they don't. They are a bad football team. You are correct.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.